The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hide the kids and the easily offended. This is the Nate Darling Show, uncensored.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Now, here's Nate and the gang.
Oh my.
We're back.
Only 3 days into the Trump presidency, and already this. What? I don't know.
Something.
There's going to be something.
It'll be his first day because he's going to take the weekend off, I heard.
Well, sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, Monday will be the first day he actually works.
That's like when you start a new job and you're like, yeah, I already had this vacation planned. So I'll come in and fill out paperwork, but then I need a couple days.
Yeah, or what you do is just say, I have a vacation, you know, 3 months from now for 3 weeks. I already booked it.
I got a thing. I can't miss it. I got a thing.
You got a thing.
Oh, my. What shall we do? You know, we did a lot of yelling last show, but we're still going to air some grievances.
Oh, yeah. That was just conversation. That was just discussion of...
That's Thanksgiving or Christmas. Right?
I have to believe that at some point Kareem cheated on Hillary Clinton and she looked past it the way he defends her.
I'm not defending her.
You totally were.
No, I really don't think that. I mean, he wasn't a Democrat. He's not a Democrat.
I understand that. Can you sit there in all honesty and say that Hillary Clinton ran even a good campaign?
I think she thought she had it in the bag, so she didn't do what she as much as she should have done.
Thank you. That's all I need. Yeah. It's like black people saying thank you to the Republicans. It's all I needed. Coming up on the show today, Ed Sheeran. He's co-opting black culture.
Oh, but everybody loves Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if they do after this.
He's like every other white singer.
No, he's far more translucent than a lot. I have things that I titled Googled What and What Google? So we'll get to all that in just a bit. But first, this holdover from the last show, I have to share this. A Cornelius, Oregon man was arrested after deputies say he threatened his wife with a nail-filled baseball bat, which is not fun. That's not a funny thing at all. But he claimed that he created it to protect his children from scary clowns. That's the weird part. He referred to it, the bat has 8-inch nails protruding from the end. He told deputies he made the weapon in October during a nationwide phenomenon of people dressed as clowns. Remember that. To show his children that he'd protect them from clowns trying to attack them. He called it the clown tickler. Now, Jason, can you see the clown tickler here? It's a little out of control. It's a fungo bat with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 spikes sticking out of it.
Yeah, it's pretty... Pretty, I mean, I'd make a much better one than that.
Oh, well, it's crude to be sure, but he allegedly threatened his wife with it.
Naturally.
Not okay. So he was booked into jail on suspicion of menacing.
Well, I mean, when you told me the story of that, the guy having a bat, of course, I knew that it was going to end with him threatening his wife with it.
The clown tickler.
I will tickle you.
the clown tickler. Man. Oh boy. Also, one more thing before we get to the complaining. The Frederick, Maryland County Public Schools fired an employee named Katie Nash for a tweet she posted. That's according to the Frederick News Post. The district spokesman said Nash was no longer employed with the school system. Didn't comment on the circumstances, but she had been working as the web experience coordinator. Among her responsibilities was to run the district's social media account. Sounds pretty simple, right? Well, on January 5th, a student tweeted to the Twitter account at FCPS Maryland asking schools to close Tamaro, spelled T-A-M-M-A-R-O-W. Nash reportedly wrote in response from the school's Twitter feed, "But then how would you learn how to spell tomorrow?" So apparently that's enough to get you fired.
What are you talking about? That was
The response received more than 1,000 retweets, 1,000 likes, and she became the subject of a hashtag, which was hashtag Katie from FCPS. And later, hashtag Free Katie appeared in the student's Twitter feeds. The student later wrote that he didn't mind Nash's original reply and didn't take it personally because he don't give a shit about spelling. He didn't say that. she was told that she was not to tweet anymore after the initial attention, but she still had access to the Twitter feed. She continued to tweet calendar updates and things that had already been posted through the Find Out First County Schools News Alert System. So, yeah, she's been terminated for making fun of a kid who can't spell tomorrow.
That was like a soft ribbing.
It was a very soft ribbing.
That was not a, why are you so stupid? Like, it wasn't like, there was nothing wrong with how that was. That was a witty Twitter remark, which is all you can ask for.
Yeah, he could have just replied, "Damn you, autocorrect." Yeah. Although I don't think autocorrect would go to that.
You would be amazed at some of the places autocorrect goes.
Well, the funny thing is you could just go, "Autocorrect failed me."
Yeah.
I never thought I'd have to learn how to spell because I have a phone.
Now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
It is.
God damn it.
Jason, you were away last week. You must have something pent up inside you.
I have two things.
Oh. That's okay. Is one of them a gerbil?
No.
Okay.
Nothing to do with a gerbil.
All right, then go ahead.
All right. So the first thing is actually this thing that I had to deal with this weekend. I got my garage in place and like put things in where they need to go because my best friend Alex had to park his car there. Why did he have to park his car in there in my garage? Because somebody the weekend before had taken the tape off the sunroof and like water got inside.
Oh.
That's kind of a reason. Most important reason is on Wednesday morning, somebody drilled out the locks on the car, stole the license plates from the car.
On Alex's car?
Yeah, that used to be my car back in the day.
So which one of you wronged this person?
I don't know, man. Like, so, yeah.
He was too drunk to remember.
Yeah, I probably don't. Yeah, exactly. I was probably too drunk. There's a few of those nights. But it takes a special type of asshole to ruin a car, like, to, like, start, like, stealing a car and just, like, that's a lazy type, like, a special lazy type of asshole. Like, they're trying to steal the car, and they didn't complete the fucking task. And because of that, now my buddy Alex is, like, has a fucking shit ton of work that he has to do because of these guys' inadequate ability to steal a fucking car. You know what? If you're going to steal a fucking car, get done with it. Fucking steal the car.
Do it right.
Fucking just steal the car. Don't fucking drill out the locks. Fucking steal the license plates off the fucking car and just leave it there. Like, you drilled out the locks. Obviously, you wanted to get into the fucking car and steal it and drive it away. You should have fucking done it. You know what? That would have been good for him. He would have had to buy a new car. But now, you saddled him with some stupid shit where he has to go to the fucking DMV when they're open. Oh, by the way, you did this, you know, over a 3-day weekend. Oh, not only is it a 3-day weekend, but AAA is fucking closed on the Saturday because they need to give the people that don't get Monday, that usually get Mondays off, Saturday off, so they have a 3-day fucking weekend. So when we drive out to Natomas to go to the AAA that's supposed to be fucking open on Saturday, they're fucking closed. So you fucking asshole, next time you go out and steal a fucking car and you do a half-ass job, you know what? Fuck you. Do your fucking job. Steal the fucking car. Get that shit done. Because you're a fucking, you're an asshole. You're a fucking moron. You're an asshole. You're a special, like, there's a special place deeper in hell for guys like you because you inconvenienced him so fucking much. And he's such a good guy. He's such a fucking good guy. And you guys are fucking terrible people. It's sad.
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 End it with a Trumpism. Sad.
So that's the first thing. Second thing.
Oh, good for you. Go on.
Oh, man. Second thing, it's not even like really like, just like, if you have not read New Jim Crow, you need to fucking read this book. You need to listen to this book. Whatever you do, you need to see what's been fucking going on. If you want to understand why America's in the state that it is right now, you can see what one of the reasons that it is, and it has to do with the mass incarceration of people in jail. primarily black and Latino people, but also white people, because there are unintended consequences from a all-out war.
White people are next to be the mass incarcerated, because right now they're doing meth and oxy, and black people and brown people aren't doing that.
Yeah. So this war. Yeah. So this is just if you can do anything, just go out and read that book and listen to what's going, like, listen to it, because this book, like, it gave me the insight to the election and a lot of that, what's going on right there. And that was, like, this book was written years ago. This book was not written with Trump in mind coming into office, you know, like that. But when you read it, it sounds like a narrative of where we're at right now. So there you go.
Kareem?
Democratic Party.
Oh, go on.
You need to get a fucking message, and you need to stick to it. Media, suck my dick. In a lot of what I've seen, I've seen the media try to blame the state of the Democratic Party on President Obama. And I'm like, his approval rating is like at 60, and theirs is at 12. So somebody's doing something right. Somebody's not doing something right. Democratic Party, when you had an opportunity to stand behind the president, you decided to part ways with him or let him stand on his own. So the shape that you are in now is your own fucking fault. Get some balls. Stand up for something. Otherwise, the Republicans are going to keep kicking your ass because you won't stand up and say that you are for the shit that you are for. And again, fuck Bernie Sanders.
How dare he? How dare he get people liking his message? What a dick. What a dick. You know, I've had a pretty good week. I will say this. My grievance is with whatever bug is going around.
Oh, fuck that thing.
And I don't think there's just one. I think there's multiple ones.
Oh, multiple
ones. There's multiple ones. Yeah. And everybody's afraid of the super bug. And doctors don't want to give out antibiotics. Because 5-7 years ago, you went in, they give you antibiotics for anything. They go, oh, here's some antibiotics. So then we ended up with a couple super bugs, and they're like, oh, we can't do that now. So you, and I talked about this last week. Now it's, you have to go back 3 times over 3 weeks, and then at the end they're like, oh, well, now it's something for antibiotics. It's morphed. It's morphed. What? No. So I will say this. The cold that used to last 5 days, where are you? Where the fuck are you? The not quite flu sickness that was a 24-hour or 36-hour thing. Where are you? Why are we now subjected to illnesses that drag on for longer than a season of Hell's Kitchen? Why is that a thing now? And I think I know why that is. Uh-oh. It's because people don't take their fucking sick days when they're sick. They take their sick days when they want a me day. And when they're sick, they go into the office and they blow their schnots on everybody and they cough on everybody and they spread it around. And then it goes back and it goes forth and it goes back and it goes forth and it goes back and it goes forth. And you know who the worst people are, Jason? It's the people with kids. Not kids as young as yours. No. It's with the little fuckers in preschool. Because that goddamn Petri dish. Look, if you've got kids in preschool, we should have you go through a Purell iron lung before you're allowed into any building where people are occupying. Because you've got so many germs from so many weird places on you because of your little spawn of Satan.
Mm.
Not you.
No, I get it.
For another 2 years.
But even then, it's like, I have a compromised immune system in the first place, so I have to, you know, I get it. I have
You're
to.
Just compromised.
Suck it. Do it.
That's, Burke, that went out for the first time in a while.
Suck dicks. Suck bags of dicks, both of you.
Here's the thing. If you're sick, stay home. Don't bring it in. And by the way, companies limiting people to 5 sick days, while a great idea to keep people from abusing it, is really shitty because with these fucking colds, if you catch a cold more than once, you're out of sick days. You're out of sick days. Your 5 sick days are gone. And this grand idea of we're just going to lump it all into personal time off, then no one is taking a sick day. Because they're not, I'm not going to waste my time off on being sick.
That's the great thing about working from home.
Exactly. Work from home. Leslie was sick. She's able to work from home, thankfully. So she did not bring her illness into the office.
But she did bring it into your house.
You know, and I fought it off tooth and nail. Do you know why? And I've said this before when I've been drunk. Because I'm a man, goddammit. Because I'm a man.
I just drink lots of OJ, eat lots of garlic, and try to, you know, keep my health up. That's how it's like. So it's
meanwhile,
like,
no vampires have attacked you in years.
No. I had one that was interested, but she fell away.
Kareem, we were talking about the new Jim Crow, and I was doing a little Googling. On Netflix, there's a documentary called Modern Slavery. Have you seen that yet?
I haven't seen that one. But...
It sort of talks about the same idea about punishing for crime as...
If you're going to watch a documentary on Netflix about that, 13 is the one.
Yeah. It's 13th is what it's called.
Oh, yeah.
It's called 13th. It explores modern slavery. That's the one I'm talking about.
That's the one.
So yeah, check it out. So you don't have to read or even listen to a book. You can watch it on Netflix.
No, you should read the book. Like the
you can watch it on Netflix.
Here's the thing about the book.
People are lazy.
Especially if you listen to it. No, but it tells you, like, if you like facts and you like data to go with what you're listening to.
Clearly, people don't like facts. President Trump is in charge.
And people that voted for him don't believe that the Russians had anything to do with it.
Yeah, and you know who else doesn't like facts? Everybody loves facts as long as they back up their viewpoint. But people start hating facts when they contradict what they hold dear.
Man, you just got to deal with it. Or somebody that's had his facts disproven way more times than he would like to admit. You just had to deal with it.
Hey, we should go to America's Secret Mermaid Community.
What? Oh, yeah. I was just thinking about that place.
Where is that?
Yeah.
I cannot see that from here. Where is that?
Oh, it's in this place in Florida, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, good news for people with good taste. Carrie Fisher will not be digitally created for any upcoming Star Wars movies. Now, she had wrapped all of her shooting for the upcoming movie that's due out in December, but they are not going to CGI the late Carrie Fisher. So, good news there. I think, anyway.
I think so, too.
Because we don't need that. I mean, we've got the original hologram of her from A New Hope. We don't need that any further.
They did it in Rogue One.
They did it in Rogue One for a reason.
Yeah.
And they negotiated the rights with the with his estate they did it. Yeah, they didn't just pull that out and go, oh, here you go.
Here we go.
They did that. Yeah. All right, now it's time to look into Google. First of all, police say a 28-year-old man charged in the shooting death of a young couple, not funny, in a Raleigh hotel used his smartphone after the shootings to search the internet to see what kind of punishment he might face if he was arrested. Investigators say Segea Gilland of Wake Forest did a Google search on his phone to look up the penalties for double homicide and fetal homicide. That's according to a search warrant made public last week. April Lynn Holland, the 22-year-old woman who was shot at the America's Best Value Inn near the Crabtree Valley Mall, was 4 months pregnant. She and Dwayne Garvey, who's 28, were killed on the second floor just before dawn on December 2nd. When investigators reviewed the search history, by the way, they look at that, people. So know that, and Google turns it over. They looked at his email account, empiresmokehill@gmail.com. I wonder if he smoked weed.
Yes,
he did. They found the following entries in his search engine history. How much can you face for double homicide? How much can you face for double homicide NC? Fetal homicide state laws and two man wanted in Raleigh, North Carolina. Police found him lying face down with multiple gunshot wounds. The victim lying face down, multiple gunshot wounds in the hotel's second floor hallway. Down the hall in the room, they found the woman dead from the gunshot wound, according to the search warrant. The next day, police charged Gillen and another man, Brandon Xavier Hill, with first-degree murder. Police say Hill shot Garvey and Gillen shot Holland. The couple are survived by three children, two boys ages 2 and 1, and a 3-year-old daughter. So, yeah, if you're going to do the crime, don't Google it. Or, you know, go to the library and Google it. Meantime, Google Maps is saying sorry for what they did last Monday on Martin Luther King Day. Because it's apparently not just Martin Luther King Day. They recognized the holiday in honor of Confederate General Robert E. Lee instead of Martin Luther King Jr. Day on some business listings in the South. Google noted that some businesses in Alabama, Arkansas, and Mississippi might be closed because the state holiday is honoring the commanding general of the Confederate Army.
How is that even a thing, man? How have we allowed that to go on since the Civil War?
Right. Failing to mention the federal holiday honoring the civil rights leader. Kareem, I'll let you take that. You're from the South.
They still don't realize that they lost.
That they lost, exactly. The three states still honor Lee's birthday 30 years after the federal government established Martin Luther King Jr. Day on the same day of the month each year, the third Monday in January. Lee was born on January 19th, 1807. King was born January 15th, 1929. Now, Google has issued an apology for the listing and said it was working as quickly as possible to fix the problem. Whoops. The listings were automatically marked by Google and not by the businesses. So nice job, Google. The holiday hours features lets you know when a business could be closed. That's according to a statement emailed to the Birmingham News. Unfortunately, in the three states where Robert E. Lee's birthday is recognized as well, the feature is not surfacing as Martin Luther King Day as it should be. We apologize for any offense this may have caused. Our teams are working to fix the issue as quickly as possible.
Well, Biloxi did change it to Great Americans Day from MLK.
Well, somebody tweeted, at Planet Fitness, use Google to get your contact info. Saw this. Pretty sure it's not Robert Lee's birthday today. That's kind of insensitive. Leave Planet Fitness out of this. By the way, in Sacramento, people have been stealing cars from outside of Planet Fitnesses. two different ones.
And in front of Alex's apartment. That was a beginner.
Well, apparently the one at Planet Fitness went into the ladies' locker room, cut the lock on a locker, stole the keys and purse out of the locker, and then went out and stole the car.
Oh, that sounds like an inside
job. By the way...
Who works at Planet Fitness? Well,
it's a no judgment zone, Kareem. No judgment. If you're walking in there with bolt cutters, they can't judge. The only people they judge is people who grunt when they lift weights and people who are actually in shape.
They should all be fired and sued.
I put that out there and warned our friend Brian Krall, because I know he works out there.
He does.
Because he's super cheap. this is true.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
It's absolutely true. You can't beat the deal. It's like $10 a month to join. So,
but you might say it's budget conscious.
Here's the thing I do. Even when I am working out in the gym and I've locked up my clothes in the locker, I will bring a bag with my wallet and my keys with me. I do not leave them in a locker. Because I believe that the line that says, hey, not responsible for lost items, like your car. Or your keys, or your wallet, or you know, really, really anything like that, because
it's maybe something really personal.
You're at a $10 a month gym.
Here we go.
Yeah, this is my jam.
It's time for sex toy news. Dateline Detroit. Federal agents busted a Los Angeles sex toy merchant. Ah, went where he didn't think it was, for allegedly conspiring to sell crystal methamphetamine in Michigan. Eric Dowdy was indicted and charged with drug and money laundering conspiracy after being identified as the source shipping crystal meth to Metro Detroit. Dowdy, who's 39, is a screenwriter and founder of Erotics Enterprises, that's Erotics with an X, which operates in an online sex toy shop called Erotics Playground, that encourages shoppers to, quote, indulge your fantasies. They tweeted, "Hey kids, Memorial Day is upon us." Wow, this is old. An old tweet. What better way to celebrate the start of the summer than with a brand new toy? Not a Tonka truck or a Barbie, an adult toy, of course. Head on over to eroticsplayground.com, where I've just lowered the price on over 4,000 items, up to 70% off.
Well, why didn't you just take it all off?
Well, you don't take it all off, you just... Oh, come on! Nah. The shop offers 20,000 novelty items for sale, including adult DVDs, sex toys, lingerie, sex furniture, and other novelty items. Dowdy wrote in a social media post, "I really just bought the site so I could get huge discounts on lube and sex toys, which has paid for itself already." His LinkedIn page says he's a creative writer trying to break into the TV and film industry.
Bust in.
He's in. He was indicted alongside six others in a relatively rare case involving crystal meth and is being temporarily held without bond. He was due in court a few days ago, because we record ahead of time. Although meth exists in southeast Michigan, it's not nearly as big a problem as in other parts of the country. That's according to the DEA. The case emerged back in August when a confidential source told investigators that a parcel containing crystal meth was being shipped from California to Detroit. Really?
And told.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I want no one's staffing it anymore, so don't buy from them anymore. He's in jail or something.
I just
dear customer service. I have purchased the Mr. Fister anal pleaser, yet it has not been shipped. Please send tracking info immediately.
By the way, I did get the lube.
By the way, if you want to buy lube or sex toys, you can do that through the shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It's a hell of a deal.
Just don't go with the used option.
No. You don't want to do that. Go ahead. You get them shipped right to your house in a plain Amazon package. It'll be great. Here's the rub on that, though. So let me just put this out there for you.
Oh, yeah. Just fill it out.
Make sure you browse for a lot of other items after you do that. Or do before you open up Amazon at work the next time. Because one thing Amazon does is tell you some of the items you've recently looked at and things you might be interested in. So if you buy a big tube of lube and you open it up at work, you might see you might be interested in a big row of butt plugs.
Does happen.
And I'm just saying that might be embarrassing to you. So if you're going to buy your sex toys on Amazon, and by all means, do it. Get your fly your freak flag as high as it'll go. Buy a pole for it. Just know that, and just search around for like batteries and earbuds and stuff like that, so that they know enough to not. And if you're just going to do a shopping spree, sex toys first, and then the rest of the stuff. It'll take care of that.
Yeah.
And why are you shopping at work online?
You shouldn't be.
Get back to work.
Yeah.
Get back to work. That's sex toy news. And a little PSA for you.
Put it in.
All right, get rid of that. My head's starting to hurt. Someone sat in a studio somewhere and said, "I have a genius."